This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, June 5th, 2009, Gillette Stadium. The players are hard at work in OTAs and passing camps. So too are the PFW boys back here again for another Patriots.com Roster Report, where we once again have a number of moves to talk about. We'll do a quick overview of all the moves and then open up the panel to discussion for Paul Perillo and Eric Scalavino, our resident experts. Early in the week, June 1st, Patriots re-signed punter Tom Malone, who has been on and off the practice squad and been here in various ways over the last couple years and doesn't deserve a lot of chatter. Yesterday, Patriots re-signed a blast from the pass. See what I did there?
Yes, I did.
Running back Patrick Pass, back with the team, was out of football of late, but 78 regular season games with 11 starts for the Patriots from 2000 to 2006. He's got a few Super Bowl rings, very versatile contributor over those years, and he is back in the mix. Unfortunately, for every good re-signing comes a bad one. Kenny Big Smith is no longer with the team. It's unfortunate. Also asked to step away from the roster, Angelo Craig, Omar Cuff, and Marcus McClinton, the latter two rookie free agents. And we also have to acknowledge, while it doesn't technically involve the roster, as he was a free agent, Rodney Harrison announced his retirement this week and will be joining the roster of Football Night in America on NBC.
Good move.
Along
for
with
that.
Tony Dungy. I think they have very much upgraded their core of analysts, and I think that show, while the PFW boys will never get to watch it, has become all that much more entertaining, interesting, informative. I think you're going to have a lot more legitimate discussion of the National Football League and the games, thanks to Tony Dungy and Rodney Harrison. But first of all, I want to talk about the actual biggest move of the week, if you want to call it that. Patrick Pass, back on the roster. We kind of talked, you and I, Paul, a little bit off the air. Sort of a Heath Evans guy. I mean, he does running back, fullback, catch the ball out of the backfield, block, you know, everything, special teams. There's no questioning that, but the question is there still a role for that guy on this team, and does Patrick Pass have a better than 50-50 chance to make the roster?
Yeah, well, we're going to find out. But, yeah, definitely a jack-of-all-trades type, and, you know, Heath Evans certainly filled that role the last couple of years, kind of made Pass expendable in the first place. Be interesting to see. I would personally put his chances at right now less than 50-50.
I
don't think he has no shot, but I think that he's going to have to do something, I think, somewhat extraordinary to make it. I think there's a lot of depth at running back. I think there's a lot of depth at tight end. I think there are better players than Patrick Pass, in my opinion, to sort of fill these different roles that he fills. And at the same time, the tight ends, I think you might be able to get more out of, and the running backs you might be able to get more out of. So Patrick Pass is a guy, you put it right, Andy. He's been a part of some winning teams around here. He's done some nice things. Not a stiff by any stretch of the imagination, but has played very little football the last couple of years. I think he's got an uphill climb.
And I think you very much throw him in the mix, though, with guys like
sure.
Matthew Slater, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, you know, all these guys that are last at their position and play a lot of special teams, and sort of how they shake out on probably on the four kicking teams throughout the preseason,
yep,
might decide whether, you know, which three or four of the five are on the roster and which are not. Now, we do need to point out, infamously, Patrick Pass once did what, Eric?
He fumbled the ball.
Fumbled? That's being nice. He dropped it.
He pulled up lane with a hamstring injury and dropped the football to grab at the hamstring.
But
you're past that pass?
That was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
I don't know about you guys, but I was a little surprised at the signing, only because I felt like the way this offseason was going, the Patriots felt content to go with the running backs that they had, and like Paul alluded to, use some of the guys that they had used previously, some tight ends, maybe some offensive linemen who were versatile in the blocking type role that you might need a fullback to take on. And they certainly have enough pass catchers on the team and guys who are...
Well,
who are,
that's the one thing I'll question, though. Do they have a backup Kevin Falk?
Yeah, the running
they
backs don't
Kevin
catch Falk, the ball well.
But I'm not sure they have a next in line. I'm not sure Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is that guy. I think next in line might be Sammy Morris, but that certainly has not been his bread and butter. So I wonder if there's any concern there of that area, if Kevin Falk gets nicked up, and let's be honest, he's a big part of this offense at
sure.
times as a third down back and as the single back in spread sets. Could it be a safety net there as that extra third down slash spread offense type running back?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, yeah. But I was still surprised that they.
I was too.
We're going to re-sign the guy who'd been out of football for an.
He played one game
in
the last 2 years, correct?
Yeah, I believe that is.
Yeah,
correct.
He was out of
one
football
game with the Giants
in
07, and he was out of football in 08.
Right.
Yes.
So
signed with the Texans, was cut. One game with the Giants.
So at that point in a guy's career, you kind of think that that's pretty much.
Yeah, I'm with Eric on this one. I look at it as all the different roles that you can envision him filling. Okay, they might need a blocker at fullback. Well, I don't think he's that great of a blocker. So I think you'd probably go with.
Certainly not an ideal size at 5'10", 217.
I would go with Fred's guy, you know, Hochstein. Mm-hmm. If I had to line up someone, you know, as a plowing, blocking fullback, I wouldn't really go to catch pass. If I needed, an extra guy to catch passes. I would rather, you know, maybe instead of going the running back route, if Andy's scenario comes up where you lose Kevin Falk, I'm not really overly comfortable with Patrick Pass filling in. I'd rather, you know, go extra receivers or extra tight ends and work my offense that way. I don't think Patrick Pass does anything well enough to warrant getting a roster spot over all of these other last guy at the positions, as Andy put it.
But he clearly doesn't. But the question is,
does he do
all of them well enough to double and triple up for Hochstein or Dave Thomas and X, Y, and Z,
and that'll be the roster
and all those
game.
Little pie pieces make him more valuable.
That'll be the roster game that Bill will have to play come August, and we'll find out then.
And kick return, let's not forget.
Oh, I really don't. I really don't want
to send
back deep at a kick return.
If it's Matthew Slater or Patrick Pass, who do you want to see?
But I think there's like five
other guys
I'd
rather
see before Matthew Slater.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. I'm not sure. A lot
Darius
of guys.
Butler, Terrence Wheatley,
Lawrence Maroney,
plexiglass.
Plaxico Burress, he's not in the league right now.
No, he's made out of plexiglass. Anyway, let's move over to Rodney Harrison.
This is the guy he's defending here is the guy who dropped the ball when he got shot with the elephant gun in New Hampshire.
Right.
But he did once say to me when I requested him for an interview at training camp, "Hey, man, how's it going? You bulk up in the offseason?"
Now we get it. Hey, I have a quick question, and I do not know the answer to this question. The game that he dropped the ball, the infamous fumble on the hamstring pull, was that not Teddy Bruschi's return from the stroke, 2005 Buffalo home game.
I thought it was Houston. I thought it was versus
definitely
Houston.
Here.
Yeah, I thought it was here versus Houston. In a game where they routed the Texans.
Oh, that was a close game. That drew the fans were up in arms about that fumble. That was a close game.
Maybe he had another fumble in the Texans.
You know, Andy said he would have run on the field, ripped his uniform jersey off, and told him to get out.
I don't think I ever recall seeing Andy as upset as he was at that play. Andy was very very
that
upset.
Let's move on.
Very very hurt.
Rodney Harrison. Question of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Has nothing to do with the Patriots roster.
I don't know.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
My gut says no. And
your gut says a lot.
Thank you.
Carries a lot of weight around here. You know what I'm saying.
I love Rodney. You guys all know how much I love and respect Rodney. I don't think that he was a dominant player of his era.
Paul's gut says no for me, too.
It speaks for all of us, because I agree with Paul's gut.
You want in?
Rodney Harrison is a very good player, but not a Hall of Fame caliber player. There are a lot of factors going against him, some of them numerical and statistical, some of them the fact that he just didn't dominate his era, and there are safeties of this era that are more likely to be Hall of Famers, and safety is a tough position to get in the Hall of Fame as it starts.
And there's
with.
A lot of good safeties. I don't think all of them are going to get in either.
No,
you know,
probably not.
I think a couple of them will. I think, you know, probably led by Ed Reed, but I don't think all of those guys are going to get in. And
especially,
I think they were all at least as good as Rodney.
A lot of the defensive backs who are in were both, you know, safety, corner, hybrid types.
Right.
Rodney was never that. He was a pure safety.
13 of the
career.
20, I believe, are cornerbacks or played some corner, 7 pure safeties, and the pure safeties are all guys that played with leather helmets.
So in one respect, that might help a guy like Rodney because maybe the league is looking to try to get more
and it's
players
a new
at a position.
Age
well,
position.
I'll say this. The Hall itself needs more defensive players in general, whatever position, regardless of position. There's not enough defensive players in the Hall of Fame.
Agreed.
But if they start arguing that, the names,
then
John
other
Lynch,
names could come in.
Ed
right.
Reed, guys that have resumes
for
of this era,
I was just saying in general,
could be the guys that go in. Mm-hmm. I think he fights an uphill battle, but who knows? We'll all be rooting for him because
good
maybe
guy.
A dirty
yeah.
player, but we'll not a dirty guy. We love him.
Can you imagine if he said, "What's up, Paul Perilla," during his Hall of Fame his induction speech?
Good luck with that. We couldn't get Tip to acknowledge us in his Hall of Fame. And we see him every day and bust his chops every day. Anyway, that's going to do it. Patrick Pass back in the mix. Tom Malone back in the kicks. Kenny Big Smith no longer with us. Next week, golf tournament Monday. OTAs on Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we have veteran minicamp. And all eyes will be on one large gut. Not Paul Perillo's, but will Vince Wilfork appear for veteran minicamp? Paul?
Shut up, fathead.
Okay. Eric?
No, he won't.
I agree. No. But we'll be back next Friday to let you know what happens. Peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.